This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. The scripture says we are cleaned through the Word. We are sanctified people. We don't do the things we used to do. We're in the world and we're not of it. Thank God for teaching us how to maintain our stand in God, not to be caught up in the things of the world. We were had a beautiful Sabbath day last Sabbath, and the teaching is yet going forth, yet being brought the ways of God, holiness. I want to say that our pastor has taught us all the ways of God and what God is requiring, which is holiness, righteousness. And at this time, our great teacher coming to you today to bring you more of the Word of God. Thank God for our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Phillips, Elder Batiste, Elder Miles, our evangelists and deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad for this door of utterance. I want to talk to you today about how the precepts of man is being taught, how we are going to obey the precepts of God. Just a thought. We have a poem from our sister Tatum today. We're hoping you enjoy these poems. And after we have the poem from Sister Tatum, we're going to hear a song, Brethren, Be Strong. Sister Tatum.
This is a beautiful life that I'm living, starting another day. Oh Lord, I'm starting out this day praising and thanking you for all your goodness, love, and mercy that have kept and brought me through. My blessing is accepting what God's leader does or say, for I believe in my heart and have no doubt and am convinced it is God's way. For he leads and guides his people in all ways, guides his anointed in all ways of the truth. And when flesh stays submissive, there poses no problem to just humble down and do it. I'm thanking God for this mind, a mind with knowledge to see, to meditate on his goodness, and remain in the land of the free. Oh God, it's such a good life, learning how to adjust and cope in situations that comes and goes and maintain everlasting hope. I have the faith to listen and hearken to God's voice that comes through his anointed with such a powerful force that can change your thoughts and feelings, rearrange and turn you around, make you steadfast and unmovable, looking up and never down, make you stop, think, and listen, and consider what you do, being sober, not drunk in your spirit, blaming others or asking who. It's such a good life that I'm living, learning more wisdom as I travel on, gaining more knowledge through the teaching through the mouth of his anointed son.
Is that beautiful? Thank God for our sister Tatum. Brethren, be strong. Brethren, be strong. Only in the power of his might. Fight up the fight. Brethren, be strong. Only be enduring to the end. That old man of sin. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against power of the darkness.
high places against principality. Oh, we stand girded about with truth, stand watching their undoing, stand able to stand in the evil day. Righteousness, the breastplate, your feet, the gospel of peace. Oh, stand, good above with truth, stand, watching there unto stand, able to stand in the evil day.
But we strive to be here, 425 Coney Boulevard, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes. We're grateful for this door of utterance, grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. They're going on, but we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us and subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now in the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Here we are again, another Sabbath day, trying to bring you what thus saith the Lord. That's our attempt. We're not fighting against anybody. We're fighting against principalities. We're fighting against false doctrine, against precepts of men. And I trust you're going to have an ear to hear. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scripture, when you keep God's commandments, you understand God. Keeping God's commandments is like unto wearing glasses. Without them, you cannot see when you need them. The old man need glasses. The old man, that natural man, need the commandments to see the Creator and to understand Him. Let's go to Isaiah 29 and 13, Deacon Franny. All of you out there like to know who's reading. It's Deacon Franny. She's a deacon. You want to know who Debbie is? She's my wife. Deacon Debbie. She's a deacon. These are officers. He gave some apostles, some prophets. They're for the perfecting of the saints. He didn't give male and female. He gave offices and gifts. And you can be male or female and house these gifts or get the charge. Isaiah 29 and 13, what does it say?
Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me.
What?
But have removed their heart far from me.
They've removed the mindset to obey God. Going after fables, traditions of men, and precepts that came about and they were of and they are of men.
Yes, sir.
What?
And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men.
Things that most churchgoers today are taught thereby precepts of men, men, not God.
Right.
Their fear is taught by the precepts of man. Mm-hmm. Precepts of men. Their love, their honor. And we can go on and on with that.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to the 28th chapter of Isaiah, 28 and 9.
Yes.
And as I say, and as has been said before me, we're not fighting against anybody, but we're fighting against principalities and powers.
Yes.
We're fighting against traditions, not against people. Flesh and blood, we're not fighting against, but that fleshly mindset, because the scripture says the flesh is against the spirit and the spirit is against the flesh. Isaiah 28, 9, what does it say?
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Whom shall he teach knowledge? Mm-hmm. God's mindset and way of teaching knowledge is yet the same yesterday, today, and forever. What?
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
God has to make you understand doctrine. Mm-hmm. And we just read how you get there. Yes. Keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding.
Yes.
What?
Them that are weaned from the milk.
Them that are weaned from the milk, the sincere milk of the word. That's what God is talking about here. What?
And drawn from the breast.
Drawn from the breast. You've got to get it from a body.
Right.
That nursing father. God's anointed.
Yes, Lord.
One that God sent.
Go ahead.
Give you the sincere milk of the word. What?
For precept must be upon precept.
But how do you get it? It's precept upon precept. Now, I'm talking about God's precepts, not the precepts of men. We're not talking about Thanksgiving Day. The precepts of God is be thankful all the time.
Yes.
Always be thankful. God's precept says, if you keep my commandments, I'm going to bless you when you go out, when you come in. I'm going to bless your bread and water. Man's precepts is we're going to pick a day to give thanks and bow our heads, and everything is on the table, including the wine and the strong drink.
Right,
that's not God's precept.
Yes.
When you keep God's commandments, your food, your raiment, and everything you have are already blessed.
Yes, Pastor.
God's precept says, seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. You ain't got to pray for it.
All right.
God's precept says, your heavenly Father knows what you have need of. Not that we should not pray for things or pray for healings, but we don't bow our heads over money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bow our heads blessing things, food, we are thankful, and we can be thankful throughout the day. I can thank God for my meal yesterday or before it comes tomorrow. Lord, I'm grateful and thankful for the bounty you've provided for us. I don't need a day. And nationally, for those to give thanks, don't even know God.
Right.
Read.
Precept upon precept.
Precept upon precept. What?
Line upon line.
Line upon line. What?
Line upon line.
What?
Here a little and there a
little. Here
a little
bit and there a little. That's what we do here. So don't get confused when I go here and go there a little bit. Maybe. So he's taking things out of context. No, I'm not. I'm putting together the vision for you.
Go ahead.
As the Spirit of God lead me.
Beautiful.
And that's what the Spirit of God is directing you to do. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, what?
Yes. For the stammering lips and another tongue will he speak.
For with a stammering, people. For with stammering
lips
uh-huh. and another tongue, so what?
Will he speak to this people.
Isn't that beautiful? That's how God speaks to us.
Yes.
And God goes here a little, there a little, and as he goes forth, those that have an ear to hear, those that have an ear to hear are those mm-hmm. that have a sincere heart, those that follow the instructions that you can get the puzzle put together.
Yes, Pastor.
Keep therefore and do them.
Mm-hmm.
It's your wisdom.
Yes.
When you follow that instruction, you get the vision.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how God speaks to his people.
All right.
Let's go to Psalms 119 and 4.
Yes, Lord.
I want to go just take my time if we can. We may not have much time. So, Pastor, you had that poem and that song, and now I'm short. Well, you know what? Call us. You really want to know what the Lord says? Except the man deny himself. Take up a card. Deny, come after God.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know more about this? I'm just giving you a little taste of some of the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
119 and 4, what does it say?
Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently.
Diligent. God commanded. He didn't ask you,
mm-hmm.
would you do it? He commanded us
mm-hmm.
to keep thy precepts
diligently.
Diligently.
Mm-hmm.
Read the first verse. What does it say?
Blessed are the undefiled.
Now, well, here's the blessed. Mm-hmm. Are the undefiled. It means you don't have sin in your life.
All right.
You're not transgressing God. You're undefiled. What?
Mm-hmm. Undefiled in the way.
In the way. Walking in God's way in his word.
Yes.
In the way.
Who walk in the law of the Lord.
How plain is that? Who's walking mm-hmm. in the law of the Lord. What?
Blessed are they that keep.
These are the blessed. I believe Revelation said, blessed are they that do his commandments. Same thing.
Yes.
Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. What?
And that seek him with the whole heart.
Seeking with the whole heart. That means you're following the instructions that God laid out to understand God. What?
Yes. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways.
But the preachers say no one can help but sin. That's not what the scripture is saying. They do no iniquity.
All right.
They walk in his ways. What?
Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently.
What?
Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes.
That's what we're doing here this Sabbath.
Right.
Directing your way to keep God's
precepts. All right.
To keep his commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to Titus 1 and 14.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
Taught by the precepts of men. This is what the church mm-hmm. world, for the most part, is.
All right.
Taught by the precepts of men. Titus 1 and 14, what does it say?
Not giving heed to Jewish fables.
We don't give heed to Jewish fables,
mm-hmm.
black fables.
Go ahead. That's right.
Gentile fables, because that's what they are.
Right.
They're fables. You take one step, God said, you make one, he'll take two. Mm-hmm. That's a fable.
Right. That is a fable. Yes, Pastor.
That's not what scripture's saying. God loved me when I didn't love myself. That's not true. God loved those who love him.
Go ahead, Pastor. Yes.
God says, paying them to their face, those that hate me. When we bring forth the commandments, you hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought that was done away with. You thought wrong. It's not.
Right.
What?
Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men.
Commandments of men says that we're going to honor the first day of the week. That's when it rolls. That's not true.
Yes.
That's a lie.
Yes.
We don't give heed to those things. When the scripture is telling us plainly differently, read.
Mm-hmm. That turn from the truth.
Turning from the truth. Well, thy word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth.
Yes, it is.
But they don't want the law that says they've been done away with. That's a fable. That's not true.
Right, Pastor.
What?
Unto the pure, all things are pure.
Unto the pure, all things are pure. Mm-hmm. What?
But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure.
What?
But even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Read.
They profess that they know God.
What?
But in works they deny
God. Works that these churchgoers have prove they deny God. But what?
Being abominable and disobedient.
Disobedient what?
And unto every good work, reprobate.
Reprobate. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 1 John 2 and 3.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
It's, oh, I know the Lord. The Lord, he's my shepherd. And I shall not want.
Oh, wow. All right, Pastor.
Now, if the Lord is your shepherd, that means you know the Lord.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm with all of that rhetoric.
That's
I'm
right,
with
Pastor.
That saying.
Yes, Pastor.
The Lord is my shepherd. That means you know God. Let's see what the precept of God is saying.
All right.
1 John 2 and 3.
And hereby we do know.
Now, hereby we. Now, here's the one that walk with him. Hereby do we know.
Mm-hmm. We do know that we know him.
We do know that we know him. What?
If we keep his commandments.
There's the condition. If we keep God's commandments.
Yes.
Now, that's the precept of God. That's what it's saying.
Yes.
But all you Sunday goers out here, and some of you Sabbath day keepers.
Yes, Pastor.
That's not what the scripture is saying. It don't say you know him starting Sabbath on Friday because that's keeping the sixth day holy. No, it's not. That's not keeping the seventh day holy. Keeping the seventh day holy is means on the seventh day, there's 12 hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
He that saith, I know
now
him.
Now here's what the precept of God is saying. Mm-hmm. So now if you want to box somebody, box the precept. Don't box me.
Ahead,
don't fight with me. Hereby, what?
And
he
that saith, I know him.
What?
And keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
The scripture says you're a liar.
All right.
What?
And the truth is not in him.
Now you go tell every pastor you know, Pastor Boyd is calling the scripture that calls you a liar out.
Go ahead.
I'm calling the scripture out.
Go ahead.
God's precept said, now that scripture calling you all a liar.
Go ahead.
That beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 1 and 2.
This is beautiful.
That beautiful?
Yes, it
so
is.
So this man on the broadcast on this net here,
right,
let's get him up on YouTube.
All right,
I would listen. I think that's wonderful. Put me on YouTube.
All right, Pastor.
And call all your friends and tell them to put the ear right to the speaker. The scripture's yet saying you're a lion.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
That's what the scripture says. 1 Peter 1 and 2.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God.
Thank God.
God.
2 Peter, excuse me. 2 Peter 1 and 2.
Yes.
I didn't buy this message. I was led here. I'm just reading the scriptures. I jotted down a little wrong. That's all right.
It's all right.
2 Peter 1 and 2.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace.
Be multiplied unto you.
That's what I mean. This is to be multiplied to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that if you're going to have peace multiplied, the scripture says, great peace have they which love thy law.
Yes.
How are you going to love God's law when these jackleg preachers telling you the laws of God have been done away with? When the precept of God says, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. These preachers should be telling the congregations everywhere, let's fulfill the law of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep his commandments. That's God's word, and they don't know it. Many.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
What?
Be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God.
It's all about the knowledge of God. It says, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding. That's knowledge. You can't get around that. What?
Yeah. And of Jesus, our Lord.
It's about God. It's about Jesus. I said, well, you're talking about God. Jesus came and told us all about it. It's about God and Jesus. They're one.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life.
Wait a minute. All things that pertain unto life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kingdom.
All right.
This life.
Yes.
What?
And godliness. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Isn't that beautiful? He called us to glory and virtue. It's through knowledge.
Yes.
And I believe God gave some pastors, some apostles, some prophets for the perfecting of the saints. Till we all come into the knowledge.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And this knowledge is talking about perfection. It's not talking about how he died for your sins.
Right, Pastor.
I knew that before I gave my heart to God, how he died for our sins.
Right.
But when I began to live for God, I met him in the spirit.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Through his word.
Yes.
Read.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
Great and precious promises, what?
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
It's all about taking on God's spirit, that divine nature. And when you have the divine nature, you don't sin.
All right.
What?
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through
lust.
It's
having escaped the old man.
All right.
St. John, 3:1. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor.
The Lord came and he dealt with these carnal minds.
Mm-hmm.
He dealt with ones who were up under the precepts of men, mm-hmm. and they had no understanding of the word.
Yeah.
St. John 3 mm-hmm. and 1.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.
What?
A ruler of the Jews.
Ruler, high places here.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that should know God.
Right.
And had the credentials that he did.
Yes.
A ruler. Yeah. What?
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him,
what?
Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with
him. See, I know Jesus died for my sins. Because
mm-hmm.
no one can stand on that, can hang on that cross like that. He is God. That don't mean you know him.
That's right, Pastor.
They knew he was doing miracles. They still didn't know God. Let's see what Jesus said. He said, we know you're sent from God.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at what you've done.
Right.
He said, I know he died for my sin. His blood dripped down for me. I know he loved me. I knew that before he died. Because God told me he loved me.
God, yes.
That has nothing to do with me knowing God and really seeing him. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus?
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom
so
of God.
So don't tell me you know the Lord if you haven't been born again. To be born again means you keep his commandments.
Right.
New life now. Now I'm a commandment keeper. I wasn't before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're keeping God's commandments, you don't sin.
All right.
The scripture says he that is born of God does not commit sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes.
What?
Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old?
So maybe you're asking questions right now. If you're keeping God's commandments, you can see how you can be born again and yet be old. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because you're looking through the prisms and the eyes of God.
Yes.
Through
yes.
his word. What?
Yes.
Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and
what Jesus
be born?
Say? What did he say?
Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into
so,
the kingdom of God.
Let alone see it, you can't enter in
right.
unless you're born of water and of Spirit. That means God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Which means the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe that, contact me. We can go over it
all right.
until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
2 Peter
all right.
1:4. Let's read that again.
Beautiful, beautiful.
There's a lot there because we are the victims of the precepts of man,
mm-hmm.
of men.
Yes.
But be of good cheer. We've overcome that.
Right.
We've come out of the precepts of men. Now we're under the precepts of God.
Mm-hmm.
You can be also.
Yes.
2 Peter,
mm-hmm.
1:4. Read
yes.
it again.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
What?
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Now that's what the scripture's saying. We're going to be partakers of the divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
God's spirit. What?
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world.
But it's escaping the corruption.
Through lust.
That means coming out from under these precepts taught by men.
Mm-hmm.
16th verse.
16, yes. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. When
you can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us and subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.